Oh my gosh, you are listening to WXRWLP Milwaukee 104.1 FM, RiverWestRadio.com, all over the world. Past episodes of this particular show can be found at creamcitymedia.com/anti. Hello once again and welcome to The Anti, a weekly primer on freedom. The Anti is anti-authoritarian, anti-capitalist, anti-hierarchy, anti-fascist, anti-racist, anti-sexist, and more. If we are against so very much, what do we stand for? Well, the ideals of freedom. Every week we try to talk about what a free society could look like if we were actually free, and then we recognize every episode that, sadly enough, none of us in this current situation are truly free. Hey, at time of recording, it is December of 2019. What does that mean? Well, it means that WXRW LP Milwaukee, River West Radio, needs your support more than ever. And we kind of always need your support. So this is particularly nothing new. But since it's December, that means that we are smack dab in the middle of our fundraiser. Every local radio station that is not for profit absolutely needs to raise funds from those people listening to the station, those people supporting the station. This can be obviously people that live in and around River West of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or anybody tuning in from all over the world, because all of the great programming that takes place on River West Radio streams out live and also in replays that you want to listen to kind of in podcast form on riverwestradio.com. You can go to the archives of just about every show and listen to everything that gets played here on River West Radio. We're going to take at least a little portion of this week's episode to talk about some of the great programming on River West Radio and to implore you, please, please, please do give and give generously. Ways that you can give right off the bat, just go to riverwestradio.com. Very first thing you're going to see on the homepage is a little button that says donate. Click on that and give as much as you possibly can. Obviously, I'm an anarchist. You know, I'm a syndicalist. I'm a democratic confederalist. I'm a communist, whatever you want to call me. I want a world that is classless, stateless, and moneyless. So I could see where it seems a little disingenuous of me to be asking for money. But here's the thing. River West Radio is free. You can listen to River West Radio for free online. You can listen to River West Radio for free on your radios here if you tune in Milwaukee County to 104.1 FM. We've got a radius of about 5 miles from our location at 821 East Center Street. And that's all well and good. 824 East Center Street. What am I thinking about? It hardly matters. 824 East Center Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53212. It's free. It costs a lot of money to operate a low-power FM radio station. It costs money to operate the website. There's a lot of hosting that goes into getting all of this programming on the air for you to listen to and enjoy. And oh my gosh, there is so much good programming on this radio station. And everything that we do is always free to the listener. This is a totally volunteer run operation at this point. We are running on as little income as we possibly can. And miraculously making it happen. Every single day, every hour of the day, there is programming streaming out online and pumping out over the airwaves here for a 5 mile radius of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There is an absolutely dedicated group of people who are very passionate about this. They're passionate about lifting marginalized voices. They're passionate about talking about truly global concerns. Like, even though it's River West Radio, and even though we are here in the River West community of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, by no means are we only local radio. We are absolutely local radio, in as much as we've got local people, local voices talking about what's important to you and them, but also we're covering topics that run absolutely the gamut. We've got ex-prisoner organizing, we've got youth rising up, we've got radio revolution, just a few examples of really globally concerned shows coming out to you every day from riverwestradio.com. This service we provide is free, and it costs a lot of money to do it. And those costs are ever increasing because of the way that the economy works. The economy requires what is called infinite growth. And infinite growth means infinite cost. And infinite cost means just keeping our head above water gets more and more difficult every single year. It's kind of a miracle that River West Radio has survived this long since its inception. It's kind of amazing that it's been able to transition from being a solely online venture to having an actual radio tower that boosts, you know, our signal and sends it out for that 5-mile radius here in Milwaukee. That is amazing to me. And what it took was dedicated volunteers, people who were really passionate about community radio, but also people giving money. It took a really concerted effort to raise the funds to get that tower. It took concerted effort to get us in our permanent location at 824 East Center Street. And it's going to take an annual, continuous effort to keep the doors open and the lights on, and to keep that signal going out online, and to keep that signal going out over the airwaves here in Milwaukee. So please, please, please go to riverwestradio.com, click on the donate button, and most importantly, set that donate amount to be recurring. You've heard it on other nonprofit radio stations here in the city. You should be supporting this station every single month of the year. 12 months of the year, you need to be giving some amount to the station. And it doesn't need to be very much to make an impact. Look at how much you spend on all of the other subscriptions that you have, be that a music streaming service, be that a video streaming service, you know, be that a television streaming service. Look at what you pay monthly on coffee or cigarettes. All of those things are important enough to you to give a small amount of money to, and that money can really add up if a whole community comes together to conscientiously support programs and projects that improve their community. And unequivocally, River West Radio improves this community. It is local voices talking about what's important to them, what's important to you, talking about local programs going on that have incredible capacity and potential to really improve the financial, economic, socioeconomic ecosystem and economy here in Milwaukee. So please, please, please go to riverwestradio.com and give generously. You can call us at 414-265-7420 and give over the phone if you want, but that's a pain in the neck. Let's not kid ourselves, right? This is not the day of the telethon anymore. You know, you don't have to call in, you know, and talk to somebody, you know, who has been there for hours on their butt, which is now numb. Just go to riverwestradio.com. You've got a phone in your pocket that can go there, and you can give money instantaneously, and it's so much easier. If you want to come and visit us at 824 East Center Street, we've got swag for you. We've got shirts, we've got mugs, we've got an awesome brand new knit hat, which has specifically built in earphones in it so that you can be warm in the winter and listen to River West Radio. I think it's Bluetooth powered. I don't know how many more we have left. We only were able to get a limited number, but come into the store. We're at 824 East Center Street. Take a look at the station, buy some gear, use that gear, wear that gear proudly. Talk to your friends and family and your neighbors and your coworkers about your support of River West Radio. Make it a talking point. Really boost interest in the station. And then consider becoming a producer if you really want to support the station and if you want to have a direct hand in it, because that's one of the primary differences between River West Radio and other radio here in the city and globally. Is you can be a producer. You can be a supportive steward of River West Radio. There is the possibility and the opportunity for you, for anyone, to come in, get trained, and then have a show. You can be part of the River West Radio producing community. We've got incredible shows. Here, let's talk a little bit about shows, shall we? We'll go to the weekly schedule, riverwestradio.com/weekly-schedule, and you will see everything that's going to be airing from day to day, week to week. Just right off the bat, every day of the week except Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 8 a.m., you've got Democracy Now! I'm pretty sure that River West Radio is the only place in Milwaukee where you can hear Democracy Now! On your radio dial. That's really awesome. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. is another morning starring our own beloved programming manager here, Martin Hallinger, and a group of rotating guests and friends of the show, talking about current events, talking about what's going on in the city, talking about what's going on in the country. Usually it's Joe Klein from the Boston Hour, usually Vince Bushel of the River West Currents and the River West Co-op and the River Revitalization will come in and chat. Oftentimes I will go in and chat just to make sure that, you know, there's some kind of leftist ideology present. But another morning is always fun to tune into, and I always like to listen to it when I'm driving home or driving to work. It's great. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes I refer to it as old white men correct each other. But there's really engaging discussions on that program Monday through Friday. So the whole working week. Let's look at some of my other favorite shows. One of them I actually just discovered somewhat recently. Discovered, quote unquote, right? It's been going on for a really long time, but I instantly fell in love with it. So one of the great things about River West Radio is if you miss a certain week's program, the odds are very good that you can tune into it again at a time that's more convenient for you. Or, of course, you can always tune in to the archives that are available at riverwestradio.com. But I caught this particular show while I was running errands the other day earlier in the morning, and that's the Black Panther Report. The Black Panther Report is just what it sounds like. So the Milwaukee chapter of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is relatively active in the circles of social justice and economic justice here in Milwaukee. That show, it airs live 8 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays, and then it's in replays earlier on Sunday morning and kind of around the afternoon of Thursdays. What a great show. They do a fantastic job of talking about really important, socially crucial current events, tying that in with the larger kind of big picture perspective of class struggle, of racism, systemic structural racism, especially here in the United States and abroad. But they also do a really good job. They somehow manage to keep it light and airy and to keep it interesting to people who aren't necessarily, you know, don't have their ear to the ground with regards to, you know, kind of social justice as a movement. And they keep it funny, and they still have really good talking points and really good discussions about, mass incarceration and police violence and really, really important things that everybody should be talking about basically all the time. Some of my other favorite programs that are maybe a little less controversial or maybe a little less radical, quote unquote, is Sessions with Sandy. Everybody should be listening to Sessions with Sandy, and I'm sure people have been talking about Sessions with Sandy, hopefully nonstop. You can hear Sandy live with a different guest every week, Saturdays, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You get a whole hour of really good interviews and music, live music with a different guest every week, usually from the area, but she also gets guests from other places. And she, Sandy has such a great ability to ask people about their art and their process without being pretentious. She just asks really good questions, and she lets her guests have a platform to talk about what they do, why they do it, the art that they make, and then they get to perform. And the audio quality is really good. You get a really good recording of the work that you do if you go on Sessions with Sandy. Some of my other favorite shows are There Goes the Neighborhood, which airs live on Wednesdays from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. My friend and band member, the Brewmeister, Keith G, hosts that show. And it used to be a lot more political, but lately they've just been kind of, you know, shooting the breeze. Whoever goes on as a guest, they just talk about things that are on their minds. They talk about current events. They talk about wrestling. They talk about sports. They talk about poetry and art. They talk about music. Really, the whole gamut of topics gets talked about on There Goes the Neighborhood, and it's one of my favorite shows. We absolutely need to talk about The Log. The Log used to be Charles Burcell Presents, I believe, right? Yeah. Anyway, The Log airs, let's see what we got here. It's twice a week, I think. Yeah. Tuesdays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Log is Charles Burcell. He talks about news. He's got his opinions, but he also does a lot of like little radio plays that are really, really great. I think one of them is called like Life in a Perfect World or something like that. And it's so much fun. It takes place in a future version of our own River West. And it's a world. I don't think Charles would consider himself a communist, which is really funny to me because a lot of what he believes in a classless, stateless, you know, prisonless, policeless, moneyless society. I'd love to sit down and chat with him. I've wanted to for the longest time and kind of get his take on things. But anyway, his series essentially talks about what the world could be like if we were truly free. He kind of does what I do, but a whole lot better. It's another one of my favorite shows. I don't get a chance to tune in to the Bosun Hour as often as I would like to, but that's the one that's produced by Joe Klein. He talks about the Pirate Party. He talks about politics. He talks about history. And I mean like history. Like he talks about ancient Mesopotamia. You know, he talks about the rise of democracy in the ancient Greek Republic. Like he is a man of history. He's a student of history. He very often has guests on. He's had representatives from Iceland calling on the phone. He often has his partner on. One of my favorite things that he'll do is if he brings his baby in, he'll actually point a mic at his baby. It is great. What other show about politics could you listen to while simultaneously hearing like the little goos and little like sounds of an adorable baby at the same time? We put babies on the air here at River West Radio. Where else are you going to hear babies? I mean, come on, man. There's some great stuff here. Talking about other things that you will never, ever hear anywhere else. Is Miracle Mantra. Okay. 6:30 p.m. on Monday is when it airs live. When are you going to hear literally just a whole show dedicated to the art of chant, to the restorative power of mantra? It's the kind of thing, I mean, okay, like every now and then, maybe on some of the other nonprofit music stations, you'll hear something like this when they're doing like world music. But this is weekly, twice a week, once live and once in replays. You will hear chant, sacred music, all designed specifically to uplift your soul and your spirit, to heal communities, to heal the world. One of the events here in the month of December, a 13-hour chant just in support of this community, in support of the world, in support of you, if you wanted to specifically donate for that event. You're not going to hear that anywhere else. Whether you like it or not, it is exactly the kind of programming that River West Radio makes available that nowhere else is going to. And it is exactly the kind of work, exactly the kind of programming that we should absolutely be supporting. If you go to riverwestradio.com, you can support by clicking on the donate button, which you absolutely should do. There's going to be a new show coming up called History is Revolting. It's going to be airing Fridays from 6 to 7. So as you know, if you've listened to this program before, I'm a member of the Industrial Workers of the World, a solidarity union, which is chartered in 1905 and has a long, long history of fighting for emancipation in the working class. Fellow Wobblies are hosting History is Revolting. They're specifically going to be talking about times of revolt and upheaval. They'll be talking about very important people who played decisive roles in various changes for good and for ill throughout history. And potentially historical events that have been overlooked by the history books. I'm really looking forward to listening to that show. You've got Youth Rising Up. They were they're on the air Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. It's a platform for young people to discuss current affairs, trending topics, and issues that impact specifically Milwaukee youth. Youth Rising Up Radio also serves as a vessel to promote local youth art, music, poetry, and community events. One of my other favorite shows airs live Wednesdays at 8:30, and that's Ex-Prisoners Organizing. One of the institutions that I work with a lot here in Milwaukee is the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee, and they work very closely hand in hand with EXPO, Ex-Prisoners Organizing. Milwaukee in particular is impacted by mass incarceration. We've got the, I'm pretty sure that the numbers bear it out. We've got, I think, the highest proportion of African-American men incarcerated in the whole United States. It's terrible. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections is a pretty lousy institution, and it's not doing a good job. And obviously, you know, the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee is a prison abolition movement, and Ex-Prisoners Organizing works very closely with us, and that radio program is one of my favorites, and they have great guests on, and they talk about really important things every single episode. And like I said, not everything is like really, you know, heavy social commentary. Another great program, which you hopefully listen to, is live every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. And that's Cinema Fireside. Mark Borchardt, there we go, from such famous films as Coven and American Movie. Talks with his friend Gabe on the phone about film, but like they really get into this is like film studies stuff. Our own I can't remember what his title is now, but Zav LaPlay started the show with them. Oh, sorry, Zav. I can't remember what your title is. But anyway, Cinema Fireside is a great program if you want to hear really great critical analysis of modern film, of older films, canon, stuff that maybe you haven't heard of. That's one of the reasons I love Cinema Fireside is very often they'll be talking about films that I've never even heard of. And, you know, some of these films will get glowing praise from the commentators, and I'll be like, well, man, I really got to find that one. I got to watch that one now. So much good programming here on River West Radio, and it absolutely needs your support. Go to riverwestradio.com, click on the donate button. There's a lot of different ways that you can support us. So you can go to the donation page and you can just click on the donate button. You can make it recurring, which would be the absolute best thing you can do. You can give $10 a month, $5 a month, $1 a month. We are a nonprofit 501c3. Our number right there to get tax deduction is available to you. So anything that you give is tax deductible because we are a nonprofit organization specifically supporting marginalized groups, disenfranchised groups, at-risk groups here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have a Patreon that you can sign up for if you like the Patreon platform, and it's easy for you to do so. If you have a business entity of any kind here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or even not here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you can become an official underwriter through supporting us, again, with a tax-deductible donation. You can work with us to get your message broadcast on the air. So you've probably heard some of the people that support us. Just some people right now that are supporting us, some local businesses that you've probably heard of. Feast of Crispian, an amazing group that works with veterans to perform Shakespeare. Obviously, Collectivo Coffee, which everybody loves and knows. The closest one to the radio station here is the Humboldt location. Wisconsin Bailout the People Movement, Home Inspections Plus, Lost World of Wonders, Cream City Media, River West Outdoor Educational Adventures, and Project Return are all current supporters of River West Radio, and you'll be hearing about them if you listen to enough of the show, of the programming. Or if you just go online and you click on, if you hover over support and then you click on our community partners, or just go to riverwestradio.com/r-underwriters. Being an official underwriter means that you will support the station, and in so doing, we will make sure everybody in the community knows about you and the good work that you're doing. There's lots of different ways that you can support the station. Like I said before, you can come on down to our physical location here at 824 East Center Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Buy a hat, buy a mug, buy multiple shirts. Wear those. Showcase your love and your support of River West Radio, and in so doing, you can look really stylish and fashionable and really trendy and sexy. And at the same time, let all of your neighbors and your friends and your coworkers know that you support low-power community radio. And then the other way that you can support the station is become a steward. Come on in, work with our with Martin and Zav. Learn to run the gear, learn to produce a show, and then get your voice on 104.1 FM. Get your voice on riverwestradio.com. Talk about what's important to you, have great discussions, learn along the way, and then in so doing, you'll also be supporting the station. A new thing that you can do if you go to riverwestradio.com, you can specifically go to... Where is it? Here we go. You can go to riverwestradio.com/shop. And there are new shirts available to purchase online. You don't even have to come down here. So if you don't even live in Milwaukee, you can go there, buy yourself a shirt of any size. They're print on demand, so it's low overhead, and you can look really stylish, and it'll get delivered to you in the mail. New shirt styles are going to be uploaded pretty frequently. So what am I saying here? I took the whole half an hour just to talk with you about riverwestradio.com, some of the amazing shows that we have, and to ask that you support low power community radio. We are people that you live around. We are people that are from your community. We're people that are talking about issues that are crucially important to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, to River West, but also to the whole world. There's a lot of knowledgeable, passionate, funny, exciting people making this radio station happen, and we absolutely need your support. So please go to riverwestradio.com, click on that donate button, give money every single month of the year, and in so doing, will you not only support the station and make sure that it survives, but if we get enough support, we can grow and we can become even more of an institution that can help move society forward. That sounds really hyperbolic, but it's the truth. Low power community radio helps society. So please go to riverwestradio.com and click on that donate button. I know that this was essentially just a half hour advertisement, but guess what? It's my show. I get to do that if I want to. Once you get your own show, you can do what you want. Next week, we'll talk more about, everything pertaining to freedom and our awesome shared potential. Talk to you then, friends. Listen to more great stuff here on River West Radio. It's coming up.